flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Host Committee's media site on Radio Row. Sports Talk powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. Happy to welcome in now Saints kicker Charlie Smith to the radio huddle with me, Mike Dettillier, and Bobby Hebert. Charlie, how you been doing?
Yeah, I've been great. It's great to be back out in New Orleans. I was back home there for 3 or 4 weeks now, so back out to watch the game this week and just soak on in the Super Bowl experience now. So, yeah. It's great.
Perfect timing to come back.
Oh, yeah, yes, Daphne, yeah.
He brought the warm weather with him.
We need it.
he missed the snow part.
Yeah, it was actually warmer in Ireland than it was in New Orleans for like the first time in history. So,
that's good. Small world. So, Charlie, explain to me, because, you know, have people butchered your last name? Because, see, Smith, we'd say S. We learn, like, growing up, S-M-I-T-H.
Smythe, right. Like, yeah, Smythe, yeah.
Do you, do they try sometimes call you Smythe? You
yeah, I remember, obviously, when we first came in, as a free agent, like, I signed with the team, and the first meeting, I got introduced as Charlie Smythe. And it's like, well, we'll have to address that now, but... Yeah, no, looking, it's not been too bad now. I think for the most part, it's been Smith now. So,
okay,
yeah, awesome. I'm happy enough now.
You played soccer.
It's Gaelic football. So Gaelic football is like Ireland's national sport. It's played by the majority of the population. And the really unique thing about it is it's an amateur sport, but we train like 5 or 6 times a week along with having a job during the day. So the commitment levels are huge. And obviously, you only play for where you're from. So that's the biggest thing about Gaelic football. But there's a big aspect of kicking in it. And something that I loved doing growing up was practicing my kicking. It's a round ball, though, but still kicking the ball through uprights directly off the ground. And that's where my abilities come from to translate to.
So, Charlie, we're talking about Gaelic football. Is it a combination of like rugby, soccer, or like how would you. Like, because it's a unique sport. You know, you got Australian rules football.
Yeah, it's kind of, the sport would be most similar to would be Australian rules football. Okay. Only they play with an oval ball. So that's why they're so good at the punting. Whereas it's probably a bigger adjustment for us to come in with the punting because our ball's round and we've never had to worry about the ball drop before or anything like that. Along with a bit of soccer and probably Australian football, but even I'm not sure how many people would know how Australian football works. But look, what I say is it's kind of like a combination between soccer and rugby. You hold the ball in your hand, you hand the ball to kick it, and then as a goalkeeper in that sport, if a ball goes through the uprights or if it goes wide, the ball restarts with a kick out, and you place the ball on like a tee and kick it from the ground. And then if there's like a flag, like a penalty, close enough to the goals, you can put the ball on the ground and then kick it through uprights, really. So that's the part where I love practicing growing up, because it's, you just get a bag of footballs and just go up to the field and kick them. And
is this something like community versus community or neighborhood?
Yes,
or
how, yeah, like, you know? like villages v villages, really. So it's like, you know, you might have like a 5-minute drive down the road and you're playing your closest rivals, and there can be a lot of hatred and tension there.
Like, it's like parish football, man.
It is. Yeah. But it's quite competitive. Yeah. But then if you're good enough, then you can represent your county. So all the guys that you're playing against on the club, we call the club scene as like the village scene. So all the guys that you're, you know, battering maybe the week before, you're maybe playing with them the next week with your county, and you all, you know, come
like an all-star team.
Yeah, that's the highest honour you can play in Gaelic football is playing for your county, and that's a huge privilege to be able to do that now.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Charlie, Bob's old buddy, Martin Anderson, he was like, okay, you got to have some talent to kick a ball, but people don't realize how much is between your ears.
Yeah.
Because it can get to you almost like a golfer. Okay, I can swing a club and I know how to putt it, but then something gets a little bit out of alignment and it's really more in between your ears than anything. And he was one of the first guys that went to a sports psychologist,
right,
in the off season to visualize hit that kick long before and to not lose his edge as a kicker, not to get distracted from things.
Yeah, that's a huge aspect of it. They reckon like when it comes to the games, it's 90% mental, 10% physical. So what I've been doing now in the practice squad for the past year is just really honing in on the technical side of things, and just obviously I'm relatively new to the American side of kicking. So that's really all I've been doing is working on the technical side. But something that I've put a big emphasis on is the mental side of the game. And really when it's time to kick, can you lock in on the controllables? That's really all about is can you focus on what you can control and not think about, oh, if I miss this kick, you know, I'm only new to this sport. The coaches are never going to, if I miss one kick,
they're going to ship me back to Ireland.
Yeah, they'll ship me back. Yeah. Especially now with Trump in as well. You know, you're on a flight, you'll be gone. Like, you know what I mean? So you're not really thinking about that now when you're kicking. Like, but just thinking on the controllables. Like, and that's something I'm huge on. And actually, another Saints legend, John Carney, I'll be very close with him. And I've went out to see him there in the past off-season, and I will do again this off-season. Going out to him, and he's big on some of these mental swing thoughts is what he calls them, and that's something that I swear by whenever I'm kicking now, just focusing on maybe one or two controllable thoughts that can help me lock in on the kick, and then everything else is automatic, really.
Charlie, the strength of these young kickers coming up, it seems like, because you see it in practice. I remember Janikowski, Mike, where was he from, Poland?
Yeah.
And he played at Florida State. Janikowski, I mean, I've seen him in, and I never did it in a real game, but in the pregame, kicking 70-yarders. Do you think within the next decade, I said, we're going to see in a real game someone make a 70-yard field goal?
I think it's definitely possible. Like, there's, I think there's a handful of kickers who have the power to kick 70-yarders.
Man, give me that kid from the Cowboys.
Brandon Aubrey. Sure, the big thing is with kicking these long-range kicks is that you're not going to do it unless it's end of half, end of game. Because
the field position.
The field position is huge. So, obviously, the further out you are, the less likely you are to make it. And, obviously, if you miss it, then you get punished more because the field position, if you're attempting a 60-yarder during the, in the first quarter, then if you miss, they get the ball in the 50.
Whereas, and they make one first down, and they field goal.
Exactly. Yeah. So, that's the big thing. And it really comes down to that, the situational. I think Aubrey did have an attempt at 70, but he just didn't catch it as what he normally could. But they sent him out for a 65-yarder in the first quarter, in the middle of the first quarter, against the Ravens. It wasn't against the Ravens, but anyways, I can't remember who it was against. I was like, what are they doing? And he made it. And,
no, that's confidence in your guy when you let him do that early.
And Charlie, when you're training and all of a sudden you see the different steps you're taking, you talk about the mental aspect. Did you probably growing up, y'all didn't necessarily lift weights if you're playing Gaelic football. Maybe y'all did. But just how, in all areas, how just the strength program, no matter what your position, how it's structured towards, okay, the kicker's not working like out like the offensive tackle. Or, you know, you're not on the same program as a linebacker, whatever.
Yeah.
Just talk a little bit about that, how the trainer or the strength coach, how they work with each individual position and also with kickers, a routine to get you, you know, obviously you want to stay healthy, soft tissue edges, but just the strength of trying to even be stronger as a kicker.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like the gym work is more so for like injury prevention sort of stuff. I find that like if you're quad, say if you're doing loads of squatting, I don't know if that's necessarily going to get you more power because
okay.
A lot of the guys, like you look, a lot of the guys, even Blake, for example, you know, Blake's, you know, 160 pounds or so, but he can whip. It's all about that hip torque, you know, and like even the likes of Cam Little with the Jaguars, these guys are all light, but they're absolutely bombing the balls. So, like, it's something that I put a huge emphasis on because I feel like it's great to be stronger and just constantly trying to improve yourself. But even with the working with the strength coaches, they've been great. It's very individualistic. Every guy has got their own routine, and I feel like with kickers and punters, there's more of an emphasis of us just doing our own thing, where what works for us, instead of we don't have to follow these rigorous, you know,
right, and being flexible of like stretching.
We're very routine based. We all have our own routines.
And then stretching with your hip flexor and your groin and all that stuff. And,
That's something that. Even doing yoga there in this past with the IPP international program, that's something that I really enjoyed doing, and it's great for the mental side of things as well. But it's great now that obviously when I was playing gear football, you're having to cram all these things in because you're obviously working during the day. I just graduated as a teacher and started kicking football 2 months later, so it didn't last too long. But
you got something to fall back on.
Nah. I've got to taste the NFL.
I want to stay here.
So it's great now that you know your hobby is now your job, so you've got all the time in the world to make sure that you're in the best possible position to make sure that you know you're in the best condition to make sure that you know you're just the best possible kicker. That's just all it comes down to, putting the ball through the uprights, you know.
Amen.
Charlie, thank you for the time, man. Hope you enjoy Super Bowl week here, and good luck with the Saints continuing on.
Yeah, thank you, Valis. It was great to be on now. Thank you.
All right, Charlie, thank you.